poll, 2 in 3 swing voters oppose Biden's $450,000 payouts to border crossers. By John Binder on November 8, 2021. An overwhelming majority of swing voters say they are opposed to a plan circulated by President Joe Biden that would give $450,000 payouts to each border crosser subjected to former President Trump's zero-tolerance policy, a new poll finds. Biden's Department of Justice, DOJ, Department of Homeland Security, DHS, and Health and Human Services, HHS, are working to settle with a number of border crossers represented by the ACLU, who claim they have suffered trauma as a result of the zero-tolerance policy. As part of the settlement, attorneys with the DOJ, DHS, and HHS are considering a plan that would give each border crosser about $450,000 and family units about $1 million. The total cost of the payouts would reach $1 billion. A Rasmussen Report survey finds that 67% of swing voters, 79% of Republicans, 81% of conservatives, 51% of moderates, and 57% of all likely voters oppose the payouts to border crossers. Less than 2 in 10 swing voters said they support the payouts. Meanwhile, 45% of Democrats said border crossers should receive anywhere from $50,000 to more than $200,000 each as a reparations-style payout for the zero-tolerance policy. Only 3 in 10 Democrats said they oppose the payouts. Likely voters were also asked whether illegal aliens should be able to sue the federal government, to which 2 in 3 of all likely voters, including 7 in 10 swing voters, said no. Only 17% of all likely voters said illegal aliens have a right to sue the federal government. As Breitbart News has noted, the $450,000 payouts to border crossers would far exceed the compensation provided to the victims of the September 11, 2001, Islamic terrorist attacks and of the Boston Marathon bombings. In addition, analysis by the Federation for American Immigration Reform, FAIR, calculated that the single payout for a border crosser under the proposal could feed 42 American families for an entire year. Meanwhile, the total cost of the payouts could provide homes to nearly 80,000 homeless Americans for a year or could forgive student loan debt for more than 27,000 American college students and graduates who are struggling to move up the economic ladder. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.